I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 7th. Two former Boston police officers are now Quincy police officers. Michael Neenan and Julie Keeler were both sworn into the Quincy Police Department during a ceremony Wednesday at Quincy City Hall. Neenan served 4 years with the Boston Police Department and 3 years as a deputy sheriff with the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. He holds a BA in criminal justice. Keeler had a background in healthcare and education before entering law enforcement. She served 3 years with the Boston Police Department and holds a master's degree in criminal justice. Both officers are now in training and will be patrolling Quincy streets by the end of the month. Five Quincy women will be honored tomorrow during the city's Remember the Ladies presentation and tea in recognition of Women's History Month. Quincy Symphony Orchestra's Karen Richardson, Quincy Public Schools' Laura Owens and Leslie Bridson, retired Quincy Police Dispatcher Laurie Brancaccio, and Marriott Boston's Meg Marr will all be recognized during the event at Quincy High School tomorrow from 2 to 5. The event is held to honor women who reflect the life and legacy of First Lady Abigail Adams. Each year, the city selects women from the fields of arts and culture, nonprofit, business, education, and public service to honor during the Remember the Ladies event. Harvard professor and Adams Presidential Center board member Danielle Allen will host tomorrow's gathering. The event is free and open to the public. Some major road work will begin on Monday on Independence Avenue in Quincy. A notice has been issued about road and sidewalk improvements beginning on Independence Avenue from Franklin Street to the Braintree Line from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Motorists are being asked to keep vehicles off the road during construction hours. There may also be some Saturday construction on an as-needed basis. Mario Susi and Sons contractors will be doing the work. There will be a 5-year moratorium on roadway excavation once the roadway is repaved. Over 300 Quincy properties have been removed from the FEMA flood zone, according to the most recent flood maps. Granite City Partners told the City Council this week that FEMA has approved the updated maps after the city conducted major flood control projects. Properties removed from the flood zone have the option of canceling their flood insurance after July 8. The new maps will be available on the city's website. City of Quincy is seeking state reimbursement to make improvements to the Parker, Point Webster, Broad Meadows, and Atlantic schools. The City Council agreed to begin the process of seeking funding from the Massachusetts School Building Authority. The Wollaston Congregational Church will be selling items from the church as the city prepares to convert that church into a community center. The sale will be held Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon in the church sanctuary and include items such as brass offering plates, communion trays, hymnals, books, furniture including some pews, china, crystal, silver plate, some music stands, office equipment, and supplies. The church closed in December. The city purchased the 1926 historic building for $1.1 million. The Thomas Crane Library in Quincy Center will host a Quincy 400 Women's History Month tea and trivia Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon. Test your knowledge of trailblazing women, pivotal moments in the fight for equality, and the lasting impact of women in leadership, arts, sciences, and beyond. The event is free and light refreshments will be provided. The Quincy Animal Shelter will host a Concert in Your Living Room fundraiser with classical guitarist Dave McClellan Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Quincy Historical Society on Adams Street in Quincy Center. A small reception will follow the concert. Visit QuincyAnimalShelter.org for more information. The Lincoln Hancock Elementary School Parent Teacher Council presents Laughin' and Groovin' for a Cause Saturday from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Quincy Sons of Italy on Quarry Street. Funds raised will help support construction of an outdoor classroom at the school. Live music, a comedian, food, raffles, and cash prizes for Best Disco Outfit will be awarded. The event is adults only. Reminder, MBTA Red Line service will be suspended between JFK, UMass, and Braintree Saturday and Sunday to allow for signal upgrade work. Free buses will replace the trains, and the commuter rail will be free between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK, UMass, and South Station. Daylight saving time begins Sunday at 2 a.m. Set your clocks ahead 1 hour before going to bed Saturday night. And emergency officials also recommend changing the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. North Quincy High School girls basketball will play Notre Dame Academy of Hingham Saturday at 5 p.m. at Zavarian Brothers High School in Westwood. The Lady Raiders advanced to the Elite Eight round of the Division II tournament with that 57-44 win over Archbishop Williams on Wednesday night at North Quincy High School. The Raiders are champions of the Patriot League and have a 19-3 record. A win tomorrow would advance them to the Final Four. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 427 points. The NASDAQ lost 483, and the S&P dropped 104. World stocks also lower. The dollar fell. The euro rose, and oil at $67 a barrel. Celtics beat the Sixers 123-105. They'll host the Lakers tomorrow night at 8:30. Hurricanes beat the Bruins 3-2. The Bees are in Tampa Bay tomorrow at 3. The National Weather Service forecast, there is a high wind advisory in effect today, partly cloudy with gusty winds and temperatures in the low 40s. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 30. Tomorrow, still breezy with sun and clouds, high of 39. On Sunday, partly sunny, not as windy, high 43. And Monday, mix of clouds and sun, high 51. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet. That wind out of the west, 25 to 30. Gusting to 45 knots. There is a gale warning in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. High tide, 5:48 p.m. Sunrise, 6:08, sets at 5:41. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, March 7th.